Welcome to the Veggie Boy Project. This is a dramatization of a young man's desire for better health and how it led him to a journey into faith.
Call me Ishmael. Okay, ripping off the opening line of a classic is probably not the best way to start recording. I just suck at thinking of good openings. That double date with Jason a few weeks ago confirmed that. I didn't record it, but good thing, because it was awkward. Anyways, Mom bought a sous vide machine recently. She said it was on sale on QVC. I didn't even know that it was a still thing. Even Dad buys stuff on Amazon now. I'm going to the sous vide some pears. Can I use it as a verb? I'm pretty sure I can. I'm going to make a healthy dessert recipe.
Hey, cuz, what up?
Heather? I can't believe it. It's been forever since I've seen you.
Right back at you, cuz. How's life?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm still living, so I can't complain. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about your friend Katrina. Uncle Bill told me and the parents what happened.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. I miss her a lot, but, you know, life goes on.
True that. Hold on to the good memories and just don't dwell on the sad stuff.
Thanks. You'd have liked her, Heather. Wait, good advice from you? Someone's been growing up.
Good one, cuz.
Ow! Someone's been getting stronger also. I used to laugh at those punches.
It must be because I saw Wonder Woman the other day. That movie rocked, cuz. You definitely gotta see it. I came out of that movie theater feeling powerful.
I can imagine. Hey, do you remember when we were young, you used to cry because Kaden couldn't say your name right?
Oh man, oh yeah. Kaden had a lisp back then, so he kept calling me Heather.
And I got in trouble because I wanted to call you Heth.
Oh man, I remember that too. I cried so much that Uncle Bill thought you were making fun of me.
Ugh, yeah, I still remember that. That was the worst spanking I ever got in my life.
Sorry about that, cuz.
Those were the days. So, how long are you staying?
Oh, just for the weekend. Then we're driving back Sunday. Hey, cuz, there's something I gotta talk to you about. Will your cooking be okay?
Oh, a sous vide machine? Psh. Yeah, my pears will be fine. I just started. They won't be done for another half hour.
Rock on. Mind if we sit on the couch and talk?
Yeah, sure, Heather. So, what did you want to talk about?
Okay, cuz, not sure how to break this to you. I want to tell you first since we're tight, but not sure how you're gonna react. Oh, God. Oh, whatever. Just out with a girl, because I'm gay.
Wait. What? Say that again?
Because I am gay.
Oh.
You're not talking. Thoughts? Do I really need to pay you a penny?
Sorry, Heather. I'm still processing this. It's a bit of a...
A shock? Yeah, I know, cuz.
Who else did you tell?
Just the parents.
And how did they react?
Oh, they freaked. Pops was in total denial. Mama just cried and cried. She kept saying, oh, where did I go wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was rough. Pops even wants to send me to a gay re-education camp.
Wait, hold on. There's such a thing as that?
Yeah, cuz. Though they try to sell it with a nicer Christian-y name.
Hmm.
Cuz, you still gotta tell me what you think. Pops and Mama treat me differently now. They try to act cool, but I can see in their eyes. They think that they have a monster as a daughter. They're acting like I've already gone to hell. You know, I don't want to be like this. I still love Jesus. I still love going to church and singing in the choir. I can't help that I'm attracted to other girls.
Heather, I just want you to know that I love you no matter what. Your family and I will always be there for you. It's just a difficult situation all around. You know, I can't imagine what you're going through right now. However, I gotta be real with you. The Bible clearly condemns homosexuality in both the Old and New Testaments.
You think I'm gonna go to hell too? You think I should go to that gay re-education camp?
Actually, I don't think you should.
Wait, what?
I bet your parents are praying every night for you to turn straight.
Yeah, I can even hear it from my room. It's kind of awkward.
Well, I'm not gonna pray that prayer.
Cuz, you lost me. You really want me to go to hell?
Listen, your parents, the gay re-education camp, they're all focused on turning you from gay to straight, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, going from gay to straight is just a lateral move.
Lateral?
In a nutshell, even if the camp is successful, you're just changing from a homosexual center to a heterosexual center. You don't need a lateral move. You need a vertical move. I'm going to pray for you to have a more intimate and powerful relationship with Jesus. I've come to realize that people can't change other people's hearts. Only the Holy Spirit has the power to do that.
Wow, I never expected an answer like that.
I'm learning this with Caden. He's been walking away from God, and I've tried to talk to him so many times, and I've tried to approach him from so many angles, and nothing's worked.
Oh no, Caden?
Yeah, I'll tell you more later, but do you get what I'm saying? If you decide to choose to live a gay lifestyle, I can't support that, but no matter what you decide through, I will always love you and you'll always be my cuz.
I can respect that, cuz. I will always love you too.
Do you mind if we pray together for a little bit?
Sure, I would like that.
Loving Heavenly Father, we come to you today in prayer and praise you. We praise you for your love for us, even though we're sinners, whether heterosexual or homosexual.
This episode was written by Jennifer and David Quach. The voice of Liam was Justin Vung. The voice of Heather was Brittany Vung. Original theme music and narration by Philip Pitcher. This episode was brought to you by Advent Tasty, sharing God's health message through simple and fun vegetarian recipes. Next time on The Veggie Boy Project, Liam deals with some difficult news regarding his health.